Live Life with Purpose, episode 119, How to Save Hours of Time Every Single Week. Time is one of the most important possessions we have, so we must learn to use it wisely. This being said, here are three ways to save hours every single week. First, don't be afraid to ask more questions or even Google it. Many times, due to ego and pride, people won't ask questions. It's like the old story of men not stopping at the gas station to ask for directions, which kids don't even understand because of GPS and smartphones, but it further proves my point here of questions saving time. Whether you ask a question to someone who already knows the answer, or you type it into Google, asking questions and seeking answers saves much more time than just trying to figure it out on your own. There's a difference between doing new work to go where others haven't gone before and then doing tasks that others already know how to do but you haven't done before. You don't know everything, none of us do, and that's perfectly fine. It takes practice to get there, but if you can do some research beforehand, it's going to quicken your process to get where you want to be. Keep asking questions and find the answers you need along the way, and then use the knowledge of others to become better at what you do. Second, batch as many tasks as you can. I've been using this process for years, as it doesn't force me to drag out less than ideal tasks for longer than I need to. And even still, I also use this process for things that I like doing, such as writing. The mind best focuses on one thing at a time, and if you can devote each day of the week to one specific area, it's better for you and your time. Doing this allows you to focus on the task at hand, allows you to get more done, and helps you build on previous ideas, rather than having to drop everything and come back later. And third, figure out how much time you actually want to devote to the necessities of life and execute accordingly. If you figure up all the time you take to care for children, sleep, eat, drive, shower, and use the restroom, the time adds up. Those are what I consider to be the necessities of life, the things you have to do. I'd say that all these things add up to about 11 hours per day, give or take a few hours. Whatever you need to do every day, tally up the time and hold yourself to it. Be realistic with the amount of time you need because it's important. Just like the budget you have for your finances, your budget of time keeps you accountable to what matters most. So now, if you add in work and working on the relationship you have with your significant other, you don't really have much time left in your day, maybe just a few hours. And now the question becomes, where can you save even more time in order to make time for others? Now, I don't ever suggest multitasking. I don't really consider this multitasking. But the answer here is to combine strengthening relationships with the meals you already have to eat. Again, I don't consider this multitasking because relationships should never be a task. But I believe in Coke CEO Muhtar Kent's philosophy of always eating with others so you can focus on relationships while taking care of the necessity that eating is. This is a simple way to fit even more in and care for people at the same time. Since caring for other people is the only reason that we do what we do, we must learn to steward our time well. And this point here is why I don't typically schedule coffee meetings, but instead I'll call them in the car, I'll meet with them over lunch, whatever it may be. But doing these three things will save you hours of time every single week. Do them and gain back your time. Now go and save more time today.